listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really good to be here again this Easter weekend. We are celebrating Easter this weekend, and praise God, our Lord Jesus Christ is not in the grave anymore. He's alive and he lives forevermore. So we are rejoicing in this full and free salvation that he bought for us. The word of God tells us that we are redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ, not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood. So we thank God for this time where we can come to celebrate his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And truly, people of God, we should be looking now for his return, because he will be coming back for us, a people who have been washed in his blood, a people that have been bought with a price. And that price is his precious blood. He's coming back for his people. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. So as we celebrate this Easter, let us be looking also for his coming. He's not in the grave anymore, people of God. He is alive, and he's alive forevermore. And he's coming back for his people. So let us be prepared. As we go through this time and as we celebrate, let us remember that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for us. So he's no more in the grave. So let us not mourn for him, but let us rejoice that our Savior is risen and he's advocating for us. The word of God tells us that he is the mediator between God and man. So we give God thanks for this time to come to hear the word of God. We are still in the epistle of Paul to the Romans, and we are going to continue from where we left off. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your goodness towards us. Thank you, O God, that you saw it fit, O God, to come to earth and to die for us. Your word said that, O God, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So we just thank you right now that you have reconciled us to yourself through the blood of Jesus Christ. And today we can say that we are saved by putting our faith in Jesus. So we give you thanks for the way that you have made for us. And we thank you, O God, that as we hear your word, faith will arise in our hearts. For your word tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I pray today in the name of Jesus for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. So we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. And we thank you for your word that is coming forth, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we give you thanks and praise for this blessed time that we can share your word. And we look to you and give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. So we continue in Romans chapter 8. That's where we left off last time. And the word tells us in verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. As it is written, and this was written in Psalm 44, verse 22. So Paul was quoting from the Psalms, as it is written, yea, for this sake are ye killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. For Christ's sake, people of God, we are tried, persecuted. Some are even martyred for the cause of Christ. We are targeted for the kill, those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ. So people of God, when trials come, when troubles come, when persecution come, don't think it's strange. It's not strange what is happening to us, because we just as how Christ has gone through and had paid the price for us by giving up his life for us, so we also are going to go through times of hardship, times of tribulation, times when we don't even know what to do, but let us continuously put our eyes on Jesus Christ. The word reminds us that God did not spare his own son, but he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? So we give God thanks that he did not hold back on his dearly beloved son, but he delivered him up for us because of his love for us. The word of God tells us that he demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Christ died that we might be forgiven. Christ died to give us the new life, the life in the Spirit. And people of God, that's what Romans 8 is all about, the life in the Spirit. So we want to live a Spirit-filled life, knowing that we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. We are going to go through rough times, sometimes even be killed for the sake of Christ. But in all of these things, remember that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Christ himself warned us in John 15 that these things would happen to us. So let us refer to John 15, 18 through 21. John 15, 18 through 21. The word of God tells us, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will also keep yours. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So Jesus already pre-warned us in these verses that trials going to come, persecution going to come, they're going to hate us because of the cause of Christ. So we are accounted, people of God, as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37. The word of God said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. So Paul was saying, no, in all these things, in all those things that are happening to us, that are coming up against us, we are overwhelmingly victorious through Christ who loves us. People of God, our victory is in Christ Jesus. Our victory is in the work that he has done at the cross for us. So as we go through even this time of celebrating the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus, let us remember, people of God, that Christ himself has won the victory for us. And when we look, we can look in Isaiah 53:12. Isaiah 53:12. The word of God tells us, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. So Christ has been honored and given that great reward as a victorious general, victorious over sin. He has conquered sin. He has conquered death. He has conquered the grave. So the word said, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. He is going to divide the spoil with the strong. What spoil? He's going to divide all that he took back from the enemy. He's going to divide it with those, the valiant ones, the strong ones, those that step forth with courage and place their faith in Jesus Christ. The word said he divide the plunder. He divide all the goods with the strong, because he has what? Poured out his soul unto death. The word said he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. Remember, he was numbered among the criminals. There were two thieves that were crucified, one to his right, one to his left. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many. So he became our sin bearer, people of God. And he made intercession for the transgressors. So we see Jesus Christ. He did that work. He conquered sin. Sin has no more dominion over us. He conquered the grave. He conquered Satan. He took back the dominion that Adam gave to Satan in the Garden of Eden. He took it back and gave it to those who will put their trust in him. He divided the spoil with the strong. He divided the spoil with the valiant ones. He divided the spoil with us, people of God. And the word of God reminds us that Jesus spoke to his disciple in Matthew 16, 19. He said, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you shall bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So he has given us the authority, people of God, to walk in this earth with the authority that he has given us, because he is our mighty warrior. He's our mighty conqueror. The word tells us that we are more than conqueror through Christ that loved us. We are overwhelmingly victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So people of God, let us use the authority that he has given us. Let us walk with courage. Let us not walk with fear, for he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. He has given us the spirit of freedom, the spirit of adoption, where we can now cry, Abba, Father. He has given us the privilege and the rights to be children of God and to walk as children of light. People of God, we have the authority, we have the power through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. He lives with us and in us, and he lives with us forevermore. He is our paracletos. He is our standby. He is our help. He is our blessed comforter. So we have help to walk the life of victory that Christ has prepared for us. We have power to walk that life and to live that life because Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the Holy Spirit of God who lives with us and in us, enables us to walk in victory, enables us to walk with authority, enables us to walk with the power that he has given us. So we are to go forth in power and to do God's will because we are overwhelmingly victorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we won't allow the things of this life to hold us back, but we will go forth in power to do his will. Look at verse 38 of Romans chapter 8. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Look at verse 39. "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What is Paul saying here? He said, "I am persuaded that neither death has no more power, people of God, over the saints of God. Death has no more dominion over us. Death cannot hold down God's people. The word of God tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet Christ in the air. So death has no more power over the saints of God. He said, nor life. So he's persuaded that these things cannot separate him from God's love. So he said, "I'm persuaded that neither death nor life." People of God, to live is Christ, and to die is gain, as Paul said in the scriptures. To live is Christ, to die is gain. And people of God, remember that in Christ we live and move and have our being. Our life is in him. In him we have abundant life. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that our life is really in Christ Jesus. So Paul said, "I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, Paul tells us in Galatians 1 that if an angel should come from heaven and preach another gospel, let him be accursed. So neither angels gonna separate us, nor principalities. No principalities or demonic powers can separate us from God's love. Nor things present, nor present situations, people of God, it doesn't matter what we are going through, we will not allow it to separate us from God. We will not allow it to come between us and God. We have to understand, people of God, who we are in Christ. We have to understand the work that he has done at the cross for us. We have to understand who he is. He is God, the perfect God-man who laid down his life for us. He is this spotless Lamb of God. Spotless, blameless Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He is our God. He is our Savior. He is our King. So no present situation is bigger than Jesus. He's bigger than all that we are going through. He's the all-powerful God, omnipotent. He's the all-knowing God, omniscient. He's the all-present God, omnipresent. He went on to say, no, nor things to come. So no future happenings. Whatever is to come and hasn't come yet. People of God, most of the time, we're so anxious about things that has not happened yet. Such great fear is upon God's people of the unknown. But God is saying he has the future in his hands. So let us not allow future happenings to take our eyes off Jesus. We haven't seen the future yet. Christ himself is our future. So we have to come to understand God's word and lean on his word, people of God. Take him at his word. Take his promises seriously and know that his promises are true and know that he is our faithful Father. Look on the last verse of Romans 8. The word of God says in verse 39, nor height, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nor height. Think of height. All the challenging situations that we have to go through in this life. Think of it as the heights that sometimes step in and we don't even know where to go. But the word tells us that neither height nor depth, sometimes deep emotional turmoil going on in our lives, people of God, we won't allow those things to separate us from the love of God. Nor any other creature, no other created being is able to separate us from the love of God. We have to come to understand, people of God, that God is calling us to that place of steadfastness in him. Let us stand steadfast in Christ Jesus, knowing that, people of God, his words are true. He tells us that nothing can separate us from his love. So we must be convinced, like Paul, to know that no height, no challenging situations that come upon us, no depths, no deep emotional turmoil that is going on with us, no other created being shall be able to take us away or to divide us from the eternal love of God, which is demonstrated in the life, in the death, in the resurrection and ascension, and the intercessory role of Jesus Christ, our Lord. People of God, we have to come to understand and hold fast to God's word. He says it, then we believe it. He says it, and we know that it is true, people of God. It's already done. We have to come to understand that he knows the future. He holds the future in his hands. He is God. He already knows, people of God, what is going to happen to us. So why are we so fearful? Why are we so anxious? Why are we panicking when we don't know and we can't see our way out? God is saying to us today, put our trust in Jesus Christ. Put our trust in the Son. The Father is no more angry with us. His wrath has been appeased when Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, people of God. He met the righteous requirement of the law. The perfect God-man went to the cross for us. When sin looked at him, he couldn't see no sin. So he is the perfect God-man that conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered Satan and his cohorts. So we, people of God, must understand the work that Christ has done at the cross for us. God is not angry at us anymore. The wrath of God has been appeased because of the atoning blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to save us. But we have to do something. We have to put our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to put our faith in the sacrifice that he has made for us at the cross. We have to put our faith in who he is. He is God. He is God, people of God. We must understand that. The word of God tells us in Psalm 2, as the word said, that we should kiss the Son, or else he will be angry with us. Kiss the Son, honor the Son, love Jesus, worship him, because he alone is worthy of praise. He alone is worthy of glory. He alone is worthy of honor. So God is calling us, people of God, to know and understand and be convinced in our hearts that nothing at all can separate us from the love of God. Nothing at all can come between us and God. His love for us is unfailing. It is unending. The word tells us that he loves us with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, he has drawn us unto himself. It is because of his love for us, people of God, that his mercy flows to us. His grace flows to us because of his love for us. Out of his perfect love, flow that compassion for us. Flow that kindness for us, people of God. He's calling us to understand the great love that he has for us. And he's calling us to understand that he is a just God, so he must punish sin. Sin was punished on the cross, people of God. So we don't have to live a sinful life anymore. We don't have to allow sin to dominate our lives anymore, because Christ has already paid that price for us on the cross. He became our sin bearer. The word tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he paid that wage for us. We couldn't pay it because we are in our sinful state and couldn't pay it. But he paid that price for us. And today you and I can live in his righteousness. We can walk in his perfection because in him we are complete, people of God. So we have to come to understand the work that Christ has done for us. And Paul, as he wrote here, he got the revelation of the work that Christ did for us. And he knew deep down, as the Holy Spirit revealed to him, that nothing at all can separate him from the love of God. So we have to come to that place, people of God, of understanding what Christ did for us at the cross, and to go forth in power, knowing that it is only through his grace that we are saved. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any one of us should boast. We can do good works, but our good works will not take us in. We have to put our faith in Jesus Christ. Put our faith in who he is. He is the blessed Son of God, the perfect God-man that took our sins on himself on the cross. We have to put our trust in him and put our trust in the sacrifice that he has made. He paid it all for us, people of God. He laid down his life that we might live. And because he lives, we live. And our life is now hid with Christ in God. What a blessed hope we have, people of God. We should be rejoicing more than ever when we come to understand who Jesus is and the work that he has done for us. We should be people who have a joyful heart because we serve a risen King. The King came and went to the cross for us, and now he lives forevermore. And because of that, we are his people, so we can rejoice and we can pay homage to him. We can honor him, people of God, with the fruits of our lips, sending up praises and glory and honor to him. For he is worthy. He alone is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. So we just give God thanks for his word to us. We give God thanks for this 8th chapter of Romans, because in it we see the spirit-filled life that we are called to live. We are called to live a life in the spirit, not walking according to the old ways anymore, but walking in the new life that comes through submitting to the Holy Spirit, yielding to him completely, and allowing him to live that new life through us. So we just give God thanks and praise for today and for what he's doing in our lives. And we just thank him that it is not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit who lives in us and who works in us to do the will of the Father through us. So we thank God for what he's doing in this season. And we pray that as we go through this Easter season, we will just reflect on what Christ has done for us at the cross. We will reflect on Christ, the Passover Lamb. He is the one that shed his blood for us, became that ultimate sacrifice for us, so that today you and I, people of God, can live holy, can live righteous because of what he has done for us. Because our righteousness is in him, our holiness is in him, and we walk by faith and not by sight. So God bless you here this evening, and we just give thanks for the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us, that the word tells us that now we are called the children of God because we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son. The word tells us, as many as received him, he has given them the right to become children of God. So we pray this evening that as this message goes forth, that somebody will say yes to Jesus. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. So we give God thanks for those that have been listening, and we pray that souls will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And those that have already known him will be built up in him, will be steadfast and unmovable in the love of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Let us pray at this time and close. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that has been bestowed upon us. We thank you that, oh God, we have come to the end of chapter 8 of Romans, mighty God, which shows us, oh God Almighty, your love for us. Your word tells us that you are for us and not against us. You did not spare your only Son, but deliver him up for us all. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will not take it lightly what Christ has done at the cross for us, but we will walk each day in awe of who he is, and we will walk each day in honor, oh God, giving him glory, honor, and praise for what he has done for us. So we just thank you for who you are, and thank you for what you have done and what you are about to do in our lives as we continually surrender our hearts and minds to you. Lord, we thank you for those that are listening. Thank you for those that will come to know you. And, oh God Almighty, we'll trust in you completely. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise as we look to you by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter, and continue to reflect on the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.